Radio Prague News.
The police president is accused of a brutal leak of information. A NATO top official and former Czech general says military spending is not rising fast enough, and a Brexit vote will shrink Czech growth. The head of the Ostrava unit of a special police squad for combating organised crime has told public service broadcaster Czech Television that Czech police president Tomáš Tuhý is suspected of a serious leak of information concerning investigations. Jiří Komárek said he wanted to take his evidence before a parliamentary committee. He added that the evidence would bolster the arguments that moves to reorganise the police are not based on any objectives such as increased efficiency, but are intended to get rid of the head of the police unit for combating organised crime, Robert Šlachta. Šlachta, who's already stepped down from his post, called Monday for a special meeting of Parliament's Security Committee. The moves to reform the police and merge two of its key units have sparked a crisis in the Czech government coalition, with the second biggest party, ANO, now calling for a rewrite of aspects of the agreement between the three government parties. Police President Tuhý later denied being behind any leak. The second highest NATO official, General Petr Pavel, has criticised the pace of increased defence spending by the Czech Republic and other members of the military alliance, saying it does not respond adequately to the current security situation. The Czech chairman of the NATO Military Committee was Monday on his first official visit to the Czech Republic since taking up the top post. He pointed out that the Czech Republic is among the bottom quarter of alliance countries in boosting its military spending. Talks with top Czech military in Prague covered the upcoming NATO summit in Warsaw and joint NATO exercises in the Baltics. A British withdrawal from the European Union could result in a drop of Czech growth of up to 0.23% of gross domestic product a year, or around 10.4 billion crowns, according to a study released on Monday by the consultancy Deloitte. The Deloitte study is based on figures from the British Treasury, which sees GDP down by 3.6% in the short term compared to the scenario if the country remained in the group of 28 countries. The long-term impact over 15 years is shrinking of GDP to the tune of 3.4 to 4.3%. The consequences are based on Britain, like Norway, signing up to the European Economic Area if it quits the EU. The impact would be much more dramatic if Britain just remained in the World Trade Organization. Czech spending watchdog, the Supreme Audit Office, has criticised the functioning of the Czech Cinematography Fund. The fund has existed since 2013 with the aim of helping the domestic Czech film industry and encouraging foreign filmmakers to produce films in the country. In its report, the watchdog said that the fund only had drawn up a framework for its overall actions 2 years after it was created. It added that funding decisions appeared arbitrary, opaque and without sufficient checks. And finally, in football, former player for the Czech national team and one of the stars of the 2012 European Championships, Petr Jiráček, has been loaned to North Bohemian club Jablonec for the next year. Midfielder Jiráček had been playing for the last year for Sparta Prague after coming back from spells in the German Bundesliga for Wolfsburg and Habsburg. He made an impression previously at Viktoria Pilsen after being discovered at 2nd Division Sokolov. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ruth Franková. Coming up in today's programme, the Czech government is intensifying its drive to help Czech producers establish and boost their presence on the Chinese market. After a break of several years, the national carrier Czech Airlines is relaunching direct flights between Prague and Beirut. And later on in the programme, we mark the World Refugee Day by meeting a Syrian refugee living in Prague. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The Czech government is intensifying its drive to help Czech producers establish and boost their presence on the Chinese market. On a 5-day working trip and trade mission to China, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka pushed ahead with lucrative deals in the fields of aviation, agriculture, finance and healthcare. Daniela Lazarová has more.
Pictures of Prime Minister Sobotka playing football at a Chinese soccer club revealed the range of fields where the two countries are now cooperating. A Chinese energy company has bought a majority stake in Slavia Prague, one of the Czech Republic's oldest soccer clubs, and ties with a club in Beijing have followed. And the Czechs are also lined up to help China develop its ice hockey talent. Away from sport, Czech companies are also vying, along with 15 other countries from Central and Eastern Europe, to get a bigger foothold in the world's second biggest economy. These range from Škoda Auto, which already has manufacturing plants in China and has sold 1.7 million vehicles in the country, to the Lobkowicz brewery, outdoor clothes and equipment producer Alpine Pro, and the famous Czech herbal liquor Becherovka. They are among Czech producers boasting the biggest national stand at a special trade exhibition in the Chinese capital. The Czech government is also hoping that milk and pork exports to China could help Czech farmers face up to a milk and pork glut on European markets, which have caused prices to plummet. Czech farmers complain their woes have been exacerbated by dumping of production by rivals, that is, selling goods for less than the production costs. During the visit, the South Bohemian dairy company Marita signed a deal to deliver 100 million crowns worth of milk to China a year. Czech beer brewers also trying to gain a firmer foothold on the Chinese market, as are Moravian wine producers who also presented their products at the Beijing Trade Fair. The visit also yielded results in the field of aviation, with a memorandum committing Chinese investment in joint aviation projects. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka highlighted this as one of the biggest successes of the talks on Sunday.
Domluvají se už některé konkrétní projekty. Já bych chtěl zmínit firmu.
Several projects are taking shape. The Chinese company Wanfeng Auto Holding will invest $100 million into a joint aviation project in which plane parts for light and medium aircraft will be produced in the Czech Republic and assembled in China.
Montáže letounů potom tady následně v Číně.
The trade mission also brought results in the spheres of health and well-being. Chinese investors are set to build a brand new spa resort in the small South Moravian town of Pasohlavky, investing close to 2 billion crowns and creating some 500 new jobs. And last but not least, the talk centered on cooperation in the field of finance and the Czech Republic's efforts to attract Chinese banks to the Czech Republic. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China has plans to open a branch in Prague, signing a memorandum to that effect with Czech representatives.
Daniela Lazarová with that report. After a break of several years, the national carrier Czech Airlines is relaunching direct flights between Prague and Beirut. The service comes in response to increased interest among Middle Eastern tourists in Czech spa holidays, but will only be in operation for the summer months. Ian Willoughby has more.
JSR's first direct flight between the Czech and Lebanese capital since 2012 was due to take off at 9:55 on Monday evening. It was fully booked, according to the company's website. The airline has reactivated the route in response to growing interest from tourists in the Near and Middle East in spa services in the Czech Republic, Czech airline spokesperson Daniel Shabik said. The airline will also introduce a route to Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, from next month, Shabik said. Tomáš Menšík, an analyst with aviation industry specialist Cirrus, discussed the reasons for ČSR's move with Czech Radio.
The Middle East is attractive despite what's going on there from the security aspect. In my view, it makes sense. I expect that the route will be full to capacity. But this doesn't say anything about ČSR. The airline is in relatively good condition compared to in the past. Its financial indicators are gradually improving, and this new route will contribute to it doing even better.
The revived Prague-Beirut line will only operate until the end of September this year. But Tomáš Menšík said there's nothing out of the ordinary about airlines running such short-term services.
Many routes are just seasonal. They're filled to capacity, hopefully during the summer. If it turns out that this route has done well in that period, it will in all likelihood be opened again next year. There's nothing unusual about this. If there's demand, they'll keep it going. And if they're expecting a fall-off in demand during the winter, there's no point keeping the route running at any cost.
posledních měsíců, tak nedává smysl, aby to drželi za každou cenu.
And the analyst says the majority of passengers on the reactivated Prague-Beirut route are unlikely to be from this part of the world.
Podle mého názoru Češi letající do Libanonu budou spíše v minoritním počtu, takže...
In my view, Czechs flying to Lebanon will be in the minority. I think that's also what Chesa has been planning for. I don't expect there will be a dynamic change in demand for flights to Lebanon on the part of Czechs. If anything, they will make up a marginal number of passengers.
Tam si myslím, že to bude spíš jako okrajový počet zákazníků.
Tomáš Menčík, an analyst with aviation industry specialist Cirrus, ending that report by Ian Willoughby. And Ian stays in the studio with a roundup of the latest Czech sports news.
We begin today with football, of course, and to quote one Czech daily, the national soccer team have survived clinical death and can still qualify from the group stage at the European Championships in France. After losing their opening game to Spain, the Czechs look to be heading for a second defeat on Friday, this time at the hands of Croatia. Modric and co. dominated and looked to have the 3 points sewn up when Perisic gave them a 2-0 lead on the hour mark. But then Czech substitute Milan Škoda found the net with an excellent header from a pass from Rosický on 76 minutes. And the comeback continued in the dying minutes when the Croats, evidently shaken by trouble among their own fans, conceded a penalty. The spot kick was coolly dispatched by Tomáš Nedzid, securing the Czech Republic's first point and sparking euphoria among the travelling army of Czech fans. Goal scorer Milan Škoda offered his thoughts after the game, which he had joined on the 67-minute mark.
My
aim when I took to the pitch was to win one-on-one situations, to hold the ball up and hopefully get a goal. When we were 2-0 down, we started to become more confident and to play better. The Croats were just holding on to the result by then, which they paid the price for.
There was, however, some bad news from Friday's encounter. Captain Tomáš Rosický put in such an intense shift that he sustained a muscle injury. That may very well have turned out for the national team for the final time. But the playmaker, who has 101 caps to his name, believes he can still support his teammates in France.
Of course, I can't be on the pitch with the guys, but I can still have an influence in a slightly different role, which I'm not happy about, but what can you do? The guys will now have a great game to decide everything against the Turks. I think and I hope that we beat Turkey, and I will be able to say that it was worth it.
And one player especially looking forward to the Turkey clash is Tomáš Sivák. The Czech defender has been plying his trade in the Turkish league since 2008 and is currently with Bursaspor.
For me, it's a special game, and the Turkish team, a very good team. They show against against Croatia the first half that they can play so good. And I think it will be a nice game because a lot of teams will be play for pass from the group. And I expect a nice game, and I hope that we will pass.
And that do-or-die game against Turkey, who are on 0 points after two matches, takes place in Lens on Tuesday night. A win could see the Czechs leapfrog Croatia into second place if the latter are beaten by Spain, who have already got through. But a victory over the Turks could also leave Pavel Verba's men in third spot and hoping to secure one of the four available berths for third-place teams in the knockout stages. That's all the sports news for today.
Just a reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. The Czech Republic has remained largely unaffected as refugees have fled the war in Syria, but there are some Syrians who have found asylum in this country. One of them is Majid Tafes, who has been living in Prague with his family for a little over a year. Zeyna Kanawati, who herself comes from Syria and is studying journalism in Prague, had the chance to meet Majid and talk to him about his experiences. He began by telling her about his search for a flat in the city.
It was not easy here, to, especially in Prague, to find apartment. But through some friends from Denmark, they make contact for us with other friends here. And we met two ladies, Katrina Chukova and Eva Rose. They found for us one very nice flat. That's two ladies opened for us a lot of relationship with Czech people here. And all of them was very nice and support us. Up to now, still Eva Rose and Katrina Chukova, I cannot explain how much they support us, how much they help us and make our life easy in Prague and open for us a lot of things to let us enter here for a new life. So I think that's two ladies, our angels.
And what are you doing here now?
Really, I try first things I start, and I must do it, that's to get a Czech language course, to start speak and write, to find job. And through these two ladies and other friends, they make for me contact with a lot of company. But I understood that I need language before I get any job. So I try to help the people because I have time. I don't have official job. So I work for help refugee in Drahonetse camp and Bella camp. And we have every week one day help the homeless people, prepare for them food. And even my daughters, I push them also to help. So they go every week to help old people. It's one center outside the Prague. I'm trying to do many things just to not sit without any job or without do anything. Because during my moving, I have a lot of friends and all of them, they really support us and try to help us.
And in the detention center for refugees, what do you do there?
I go with the Czech people usually. I help them to translate Arabic English, sometimes Spanish English, and to make application for these people with the lawyers to help them to sort their problem in that camps. If somebody wants to settlement here or he wants to continue to another country.
Yeah. And do you think refugees are not welcome in Prague?
Really, I didn't found this one, but I believe there is some people didn't like the refugee. And I believe that is normal, that some people accept that and other people not accept that. So for me, I must respect their opinion, if they like us or they accept us here or not accept us. And also, I must do do what I must to do to let them accept me. So I believe if we start talk to them, maybe they will change. Maybe if we make more media to let them know why we are came here, maybe they will change their mind. And also, we are coming here under the rule. We are under the law. We are not coming against the law. So the law allowed for us to make as soon here or as a refugee.
Did you want to come to Czech Republic?
Yeah, really. I was have choice to go to another country and maybe I can get a soon seeker there. But when they give me choice, I choose Czech Republic by myself.
What do you think is so special about Czech?
Really, I passed a lot of Europe country before. And that's the first country I met people. They came to you, ask you if you need help. Usually you must go to the people, ask them to help you. But here, it happened for me many, many times. And for my friends and for other people. And I saw a lot of Czech people, old women, old men, young people. They came to the people when they saw them, they are confused to find his direction or to
to check which tram or which metro he must get to go to his direction. And they came to him, ask him, you need help? That's never ever happened for us in any country in Europe or other country in the world.
Does it feel like home already?
If I say yes, I'm not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's safe country, and it's safe for me and safe for my family, especially for my daughters, because that's the first time I allowed to my daughters to go out up to 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening, and I am not worried about them to get the transportation. So for me, I didn't feel that, because you still your heart in your country. But I can continue my life here without any problem.
How long do you think is it going to take for Syria to get back to a safe situation?
I believe from the beginning a lot of people came to me, in Syria it will finish in 1 year, maximum 2 years, from the beginning. And I told them, if the situation and the case in Syria finish in 5 years, that means it's amazing. But I believe it will not finish before 10, 15 years.
Majid, I can see that you are doing many things here. You have this positive energy to help others and to always be productive. And I heard you're also going to be part of the Prague Food Festival?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That is our angels, Eva Rose and Katrina Shogova. You don't believe. I wasn't here. And they registered for me one stand to Festival Food. And that's two ladies spend with me 3 days with their cars and take me to buy my things. Eva Rose sit all the days with us, sell with us the food and welcome for the people. They do something unbelievable, something amazing they doing for us. I came just to bring my food and sell it there. And the people accepted. And even she invite all her friends to come to visit our stand and to test our food.
Majid, I want to thank you so much. It's always great to meet people like you.
Thank you for you to let me speak, special to speak about nice people. We have now not less than 250 friends, Czech friends. And anytime we need any help, you don't believe how many Czech people call us, what you need, what you want. We are ready to help you. It's amazing, and that's really make our life easy in the Prague. We are settlement here, and we believe that's really our home.
Mm-hmm.
Our home without any problem.
Majid Tafesh, a Syrian refugee in Prague, talking to Zeina Kanawati. And that brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague. If you have any comments about today's program, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Frankova. Thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.